Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, episode 56. Holy shit. 56 of these bad boys. You've stuck around for that many. Let me get this position. There we go. 56 episodes we are now down and into. What a weekend. First off, down in Lethbridge for two shows. Two sold-out shows down in Lethbridge. Magnificent. It was great. Got to hang out with friends, families, got to perform in front of them. Wow. Very nerve-wracking, I will say. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, fucking two sold-out shows, huh? The capacity of the venue was 90 people, okay? I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm fucking selling out theaters and shit like that. But that is also very cool to me. I'm very new to this, so it's weird, you know? You don't want to be that guy. Nobody likes that guy. The equivalent to that guy is like the one that always is bragging about. They do it in such a douchey way, you know? I don't want to be that guy. I want to be proud of like the things you do, but I also don't want to sit there and be like, well, yeah, two sold out shows, you know? That's how great I am. But it was a cool feeling, I will say that. To have an opportunity to perform down there in Lethbridge and get in front of people that you grew up with, people that you knew. I've seen people I haven't seen in like 8 years, man. Holy shit. It was something else. The Danger Room. Holy hell. So we had three shows throughout the weekend, right? Two in Lethbridge, one in Calgary on the Sunday night. And in the time between from the two shows, it was just, I've got stories from this weekend. Stories. Knocked one off the bucket list. If you dream it, you can achieve it, okay? And I'm excited to explain that story. It's going to be cringe a little, okay? It's going to be a little cringe of the whole my weekend. But it was goddamn. That's all I can say for right now. But, yeah. The Danger Room, another success. It even ended with a fucking fireworks show, for Christ's sakes. Two fucking assholes at the end of the show come in. The bar's closed. We're kind of hanging out, waiting for a little pizza, and then we're going to hit the road and go back to Edmonton. You know, it's late. This bar's not even open. The Comedy Cave is split. One side is a comedy club, and then the other side is a bar. So we are hanging out in the bar side because it's connected. Afterwards, two random stragglers come waltzing in. I don't know what happened prior. Apparently, there was a bump in with some guys that were smoking out front. And then these two maniacs decide to come into the bar and start picking shit. I haven't been in any sort of like altercation like that in a long time. And it was exciting, exhilarating. But then, you know, at the same time, when you're like, dude, violence is fucking awesome. I don't care what anybody says. Violence is awesome. You know, like, even if you kind of get beat up a little bit, you know, after a fight, you're jacked up. If you've ever been in one, you know, like, win or lose, after a fight, you're still, like, the adrenaline's running. And when that kicks in, it didn't happen this time. I don't know what happened. Like, there was a little bit, you're, like, getting excited, but then, like, a little bit of a wrestling match started to ensue, and these two, one guy suckered another dude, just like punched him for no fucking reason, just standing there, and they're just being drunk, ignorant assholes. These are the two guys that entered the club, and they're trying to pick shit with patrons, they're trying to pick shit with the comics that are just hanging out, and it escalated to where one got his ass kicked, and then I kind of wrestled with the one dude. But he was reaching for a pool cue. That's what it was. He reached for a pool cue, and I kind of hit him with an over-under, and then another guy wrestled the fucking pool cue out of his hands. The guy, I didn't hit the dude or nothing, but I remember a distinct moment where I'm like, oh, I could fucking elbow the Christ out of this guy. We were in tight. I had a nice underhook, and his mug was like right there, right in perfect placement of an elbow. All I would have had to do is just like step off to the right, bam, bam, two good ones, and that guy's fucked. But something came over top of me, and it was a man. It was a man. We were naked wrestling. I'm just kidding. I had gay sex. This is all about gay sex right now. But, no, man. There was like a moment I recall it like flashing and be like, this is not worth it. This is not worth it. This is a guy that you hit and then I get charged and I fuck so much shit up for me. You know, I'm turning 31 next month. I don't need my first assault charge at 31. That's kind of pathetic. You know, when you kind of street fighting is a young man's game, you know, unless you're like in an environment that is, you know, something similar to the hood where you kind of got to fight to survive. It makes zero sense. Like getting into a bar fight now at my age, I love them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing getting into bar fights, okay? I'm just saying when you get to a certain age, fighting just, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, to get in a fist fight again, what am I going to do? Go brag to a few people? I'm going to come on here and be like, I kicked the shit out of somebody. That's how deadly I am. I beat the absolute fuck out of some random dude. That's how sick I am with it, you know? It'd be like, oh man, that's cringy. This guy still can't get a grip on reality. Grow the fuck up. He's out here trying to be Dr. fucking Tough Boy in the middle of the street wrestling with crackheads. That's what this asshole's up to. What a loser. I'd be a bigger loser than I already am, you know? Like, fucking street fighting at like 31 is similar to like, on the weekend, I got drugged to a nightclub. A fucking nightclub with 18 to 22 year olds. Majority of the people there were of that age. And at 31, I'm looking, I'm like, what? I thought to myself, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I here? You know, you just feel so out of place. I felt like a teacher that's forced to be a chaperone at the school dance. You know, you got to awkwardly stand there as like 21-year-olds. I'm like, I went off to the back corner to try and like hide a little. It's not that I was embarrassed to be there. I just felt so out of place. I'm so much more older. My interests, I don't like the music. Why I went there, I have no fucking idea. The two girls that we were hanging out with, or they came to the show and we went out with after, they were like, let's go to Club Line. And I haven't been out in Lethbridge in a long time. So, all right, yeah, sounds good. We get there and it's just a lineup out the fucking door. And, oh, man, I couldn't get it together in there to like have a good time, because I was just, you know, your age just starts showing, you know, you're like, oh fuck, I don't want to be out there dancing like a fucking ass clown, you know, I don't want to be here. I feel like a loser standing here just in the fucking corner, in a dark goddamn corner, trying to, I don't know what the fuck. I didn't have a good time. I'll tell you that. I don't have good times in nightclubs. Like I said, I just felt like a teacher chaperone at a school dance, standing in the corner and just like trying to ignore all the things that are happening around me, like drunk, sloppy women falling down in their high heels. Although hilarious, I can watch that for hours. Nothing. I miss that, okay? It took me back, like, right away when I was, like, 21, 22, and you're watching, like, these girls trying to, you know, maybe get their, I don't know, gain some confidence from dressing, like, overly sexual and putting on high heels and having the tits out. And here they are just, like, sloppy drunk, which they can barely walk in flats. Or maybe even a pair of fucking Converses, for Christ's sakes. And then they decide to strap on some high heels in a slippery floor covered in, you know, like it's like a linoleum floor. in a nightclub full of 21, 22-year-olds, you know, that age group, there's drinks spilling, you know, they're all hammered, talking, wobbling, and liquor spilt all over the floor. So you just turn this bitch into a goddamn skating rink, and you got these girls walking around in high heels that got no grip on the bottom. I've seen so many broads just perpendicular with the floor, just yeet, fresh up. And, you know, if it was a little lighter in there, I would have got a glimpse of 21-year-old pussy. Jesus Christ. They're just like straight up, right in the air, watching them fall downstairs. I'm like, holy shit. I haven't seen a sloppy mess like this in a hot minute. I have yet to see that in a hot goddamn minute. It was entertaining as all hell, I will say. I had a fucking blast watching that, but I felt so goddamn awkward just like standing there. And, oh man, it's the best way for you younger guys, okay? You younger guys, all right? There's an age, right, where you got to stop going to high school parties. There is. There's just an age where you have to fucking stop going to high school parties. They're not cool anymore. And I'd say probably like 19, maybe 20. I'd say 20 tops, right? Maybe in America it's different because you can't drink till you're 21. So house parties, you're going to have a wide range. But I'm saying here in Canada, if you're going to high school parties past the age of 21, you are literally me on the weekend in the club, okay? In a dance club in Canada, because that's where that's a young guy thing. It is. It's a young crowd thing, I should say. Dude, I'm at the age where, you know, you want to sit at a table and shoot the shit, watch sports, you know? We're like a brew house type crowd where you can sit at the table, mingle around. There is a dance floor, you know? Just weird as shit. And plus, like I said, with the whole high school party thing, that's the same feeling. Like, you know, when you're around and you're like, oh, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds are around you, you're 21. You're like, why the fuck am I here? I could be at the bar. Why am I hanging around a goddamn high school party right now? I could be at the fucking bar. What am I doing? That's me. I was like, ah, fuck, I could be sitting at a strip club right now. Something a little more respectful than, a nightclub full of young adults, I guess we got to say. And there's just like, I found too, like, I noticed this, like at my age, I'm turning 31, right? I'm turning 31 next month. And I've noticed this, that young pussy around me just feels weird. Like, I feel weird around it. And when I say that, I don't mean like 16, 17-year-olds. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like, fuck, even 20, 23 tops. Like, I'm too weird around it. You know, I get a little standoffish and I don't want to engage. I know it's, I understand that. But then when you get, I should say even younger, I should say fucking like 18, 19, 20. That age range right there is just too weird to be around for me. You know, I have a difficult time even looking at a 19-year-old and being like, yeah, they're attractive. You know, I get that the younger generation with like the whole makeup fucking craze and the contouring or whatever the fuck you're doing, you've learned your way around a brush much better than, you know, the girls that we grew up with. They were heavy into the eyeshadow. They had to go through the awkward phase of like, how do I make skater shoes look cute in a fucking, what do they call them, teacup dresses? I don't know. How do I make skater shoes look good in a dress? You know, like these weird fashion trends that came with the late 2000s, you know? So they had to maneuver in those waters, where now it seems like youngsters have a better handle on the fashion trends. They're a little more involved. They're watching the makeup tutorials. They know how to, style their hair in a way that they look older. So it's weird now. It's weird. We're in this weird crossover where the awkward stage is completely removed, you know, completely removed. You used to be able to spot, you'd be able to spot someone's age just by the way they presented themselves or how they talked or how they moved, where now it's rather difficult. I'm at the age range where I don't care about pop culture. I don't care about the new slang terminology that these kids, so I don't have a handle on it. So when I see somebody who's distinctly younger than me, you know, I can look at their physical features and be like, yeah, there's, I know you're like, oh, what are you doing staring at 15-year-old tits, dude? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You looking at a fucking, no. I'm just saying, we've all scrolled through TikTok, right? We've all scrolled through TikTok, and you're sitting there and be like, oh, damn, yeah, nice. Click on the profile, and she puts her age in the bio, and you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not me. Please, not me. God almighty. What is wrong with me? Is everything okay? Should I grow up? Do I got to kill myself? What the fuck? Oh, boy. This isn't good. I got to throw out my phone. I got to throw out my phone. They're just going to keep feeding me this shit. And I'm never going to know what the age of this girl that's twerking and shaking her cans with no bra on, with her little nipples fucking poking out of her shirt because she decided not to wear a bra. Hey, do whatever you want. I'm not saying you need to wear a bra. I'm just saying we're treading in some dangerous waters when this shit starts to unfold on our goddamn timeline, okay? I'm just saying that. Nobody, there's so many unintentional pedophiles floating around on the goddamn internet. They're just like, oh. Yeah, that's like the climax right there. Where they're like, oh, no. Ooh, all in one profile click. My God, what did I do? I gotta blow up all my technology. I gotta cancel my internet. I gotta cancel my internet. It goes that far. Everybody's mind just goes right there. Bam. But that's the issue. Like when you're looking, like now you're, you know, I feel like 28 is when you gotta stop looking at younger sniz. You have to. 28 is the age, is the similar age where you're, you know, 21, you got to stop going to high school parties, regardless. That's like the cap right there. That's the ceiling. You go any further than that, you're a little weird. 21, like, and I'm talking like, if you turn 21, the day you turn 21, it's done. It's over. You can't go to them no more. You know, I get it. Because I had some friends that were 2 years younger than me in their graduating year. Maybe you'll pop into like their house party for like a little bit. I was also born a little later in the year. So I'm like 20, you know, 19, 20 at the time popping in. So that's, I feel like, is acceptable, right? That's acceptable. You're still a little bit of a loser for going to these parties, right? You're a little bit of a loser, but it's still like acceptable. Now, on the flip side of that coin, once you hit the age of 28, right? 28 is when you got to stop looking at like 18, 19 year old puss. You have to. You're 10 years graduated. 10 years, okay? You have not stepped foot into a high school to go to class in 10 years, okay? You're a decade older than these girls that are coming into, you know, going to university, going to college, getting life experience of a job. You know, they're fucking baby fawns in the wild. They don't need a predator like yourself at the age of 28 coming in and be like, what do we have here? For a little fresh blood in the water, huh? Okay. Why don't you come over to my place and we'll show you a little thing about growing up. Yeah. It's just weird. That's all I'm saying. You know, 28, you got to stop looking at young sniz. That's it. You have to. Like, as soon as you hit 28, you got to bump it up to like, if they're not, I would say if they're, you got like a 4 year below window, you know? I think that's acceptable. Like a 4 year below window. Because then it just starts getting weird. Maybe 4 or 5. We'll call it 4 or 5. Because like 23 is still like an acceptable age. You know, maybe you've graduated from university, college. You've got enough. You got 5 years in the workforce. You got a little bit of an understanding on how the world works. You've had probably, if you moved out, if you're not a total waste of skin, you've moved out. You understand bills. You understand that there is a way of life that you need to sustain, right? Does that make sense? Kind of. That, you know, a day job is needed. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com, where currently you get a free Danger Kitten poster with every order on the site. That's right. Free Danger Kitten poster on the site with every order. Also, we will be giving away the Chili Willy beer box here right away. I don't know the specific date that this gets released, but get your order in to be entered in for the Chili Willy beer box, baby. Patreon.com/DangerCats69 for an exclusive episode of the Uncle Hack podcast. Every week when we drop this episode, we drop an exclusive episode as well on the Patreon. If you're like, hey, I don't want to buy your gay merch, but I still want to support the channel or support the podcast, this is a perfect way of doing it. It's a monthly subscription to exclusive podcast Titty Tuesday merch, and all of our roast battles are on there. Currently, Roast Battle Volume 1 is on there. So please check out patreon.com/dangercat69 and look in the description down below. All right, back to the episode. Things cost money. The parents aren't there to just hold your hand. It's going to be okay, honey. You've had to figure some shit out by yourself, unless you're a complete loser, still living at home, being like, Mom, I need some money. You're doing that at 23. Low life. Deadbeat. You know? I get it. Maybe if you're still going to school, we're making exceptions for people right now. If you're still going to school, I can see why that is all right, you know? If you're still going to school and you're trying to figure it out and get your wings underneath you, that's A-okay. But I'm saying, if you're 28 years old, still hunting down 18, 19-year-old pussy, there is something fucking horrifically wrong with your mental state. You know, you're knocking on the door of pedophilia. Like, you're right there, you know. It's like you got the fish on the hook, and every time you're about to get caught, you're like, hey, 18, huh? What do you say? Fuck, you almost got me. Almost got me, but I covered my tracks quite well. You fucking, you know. Ugh. Plus, like, let's be real, lads. You know, if I, say you're out with uncle, right? And this is a hypothetical situation because I'd never be able to pull this off. I'm not that fucking cool. But say you're out with me, right? And I'm like, hey, young man, here I present to you the elusive cougar. And over here to my left, we have the horny teen. Right? Who are you going with? Who are you going with? If I was capable of doing that, of course, like, this starting to sound like you're a sex trafficker. Are you a pimp? No, neither of those, because I highly doubt we'd ever be in a situation. This is all hypothetical before anybody wants to chop this up, put it on the internet, because this podcast is widely listened to across the planet. It gets billions of downloads, okay? Billions of people listen to this podcast. Ignore the number at the bottom of the YouTube view count, because that's wrong. Russian bots have attacked that. You think being ranked in the top 200 comedy interview podcasts in Canada is tough to do? No, in fact, it's not. Anybody is capable of doing that. But I'm just saying, if I gave you the option, right? If you had the option, let's just say that, and I'm not presenting okay enough. If you had the option, 18-year-old, 19, let's go 19. 19-year-old Sniz or Cougar Sniz, talking MILF Sniz, 45, been on the ropes, you know, she's got a few wins under her belt, a couple losses, maybe a divorce, but she can fuck, okay? on the left, we got new to the scene, a rookie, up and comer, looking to make her mark in the league. And here you got the seasoned vet, knows how to win Stanley Cups, knows how to fuck. Who are you going with, right? You're always going to go with the Cougar. Cougars are just a magnificent beast, okay? Any woman old, I've always been like attracted to older women. I don't know why. It's probably like some psychological mommy issues floating around in my head that I've yet to unfold, you know? I've yet to dig down that portion of my brain to figure out like, why do you have such an attraction to older women? But given that option, it's like, hey, do you want to go and play with, do you want to go play hockey with Rookie of the Year or MVP of the Year? That's your options, pretty much. Some old coug that just, you know, that wants to be there, right? That wants to be, knows like, hey, you're coming into the fuck shack tonight, okay? This is Big Mama's fuck shack. And what's about to happen in here is going to rock your fucking world, where I feel like the younger, you know, if you're an older dude and you got a younger girl, she's going to do anything to try and impress you. But it just gets annoying, you know? You're just like, there's no work involved. There's no fun. There's no mystery like to unfold. She'll tell you whatever you want to hear, where this cougar is going to be a little bit more demanding. Might tell you, yeah, this is how you're going to do this. And you're kind of like, I'm not quite used to this, but I kind of like it. Right? I don't know if you've ever had that where an older woman just like takes the reins and like, get down. Hey, like I remember the first time I got the first time I ever got my ass ate was by like a fucking 55-year-old woman, right? The first time I've ever had that happen. And it was presented to me like on a fucking silver platter. She goes, have you ever had your asshole licked? I said, no, ma'am, I have not. And she goes, well, turn around. And she got in there. No hesitation whatsoever. Dove in there. I don't even think she checked to see if old Hack has been wiping his ass that day, right? She just dove right in there. No thoughts. Where, you know, there might be some convincing with the younger girl, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's going. She's feeling around in the fucking basement, blind. You know what I mean? There's no lights on. This old coug, she's been there before. She's got a technique. She's got rhythm. She knows exactly how to play this out. You don't have to tell her. You don't have to tell her. She understands. Like, oh, when you kind of hunch your back up like a cat that's a little uneasy, like you don't know what's happening, but your eyes are rolling back in your skull. She can sense that. She can feel that because she's probably got a hand on your thigh. Younger girls just kind of licking away, trying to figure out, does he like this? Old Spidey senses, old 50 plus club back there, can feel you tense up, and she'd be like, oh, I found the spot. Oh, you little fucking... In her head, she's probably thinking, you little fuck, you played your cards too early. I'm going to have you squealing like a pig. I'm going to make you my little bitch. Inside her head, she's saying this. But just your body actions and your body reactions to whatever she's doing to you, she understands that. She's been in the game long enough, you know? She's Joe Thornton. She can throw a blind pass up the middle and know it's going tape to tape. That's all I'm saying, lads. That's all I'm saying. That's why I feel like once you hit 28, you got to start looking above. You got to start looking a little, you know, because dating is such a weird thing at this age too, you know, because at my age right now, for the younger crowd, it's great because, you know, you're still figuring yourself out. Your partners are trying to figure out themselves. You know, it's a fucking weird stage. Everybody seems to think that they're right. They got that, you know, you got this small amount of life experience underneath your belt. So somehow you're more astute than others and you're looking down. Oh, yes, this is what I would do in this situation. Nobody wants to hear that shit from, you know, somebody that hasn't really been through the ringer yet or really been tested on their mental health, their mental stability, their physical stability. Once stress is presented upon them. But, you know, and then you get to my age, you know, at 30, dating is fucking weird. It is. It just, This from 28 to about 34, 35. I've noticed that there's like three specific groups of people that are floating around in the dating scene. You know, it's these people that still haven't quite, I hate using the term grown up, but they haven't got like a good grasp on themselves. There's like this false sense of reality of who they are, and they still believe it from when they were in their early 20s, and they just can't let go of the fact that it's over. You know, you're older now, you're a bit of a fucking tool. You know, your hobbies and interests, you can have the same hobbies and interests, but it's like consumed your life to the point where, I don't know. I basically what I'm describing is bar stars. Okay. You can't let go of that youth, you know, that youth. And like that, I felt that when I was in the club, I was like, oh, I've definitely let go of this. I don't want to be a part of this whole scenario or this whole scene of clubbing and going out and being fucking absolutely Florida licking drunk, falling down flights of stairs. I'm a little old for that now, and it hurts way more. And then you have like, you got damaged goods, right? You got these untrustworthy people that, you know, they're untrustworthy, or they've had so much shit happen to them over the years that they just can't let their walls down. And they're very difficult to date because it's always going to be issues. There's always something, you know, why were you out this late? Everything starts good, but then their true self starts to come out after a short period of time. And they can't let go of the fact that somebody fucked them over, and they can't move forward from it. They just can't leave it in the past and understand that not everybody's is a piece of shit, okay? So then you're dealing with these people. And then last is like the professionally single. These people blow my mind, okay? You know, I'm a wing nut. Upstairs, my noodle is always all over the place. I overthink things. I stress about shit that doesn't matter at times. But then I calm myself down. I just have an understanding of myself, I guess, just enough. But the like professionally single people blow my goddamn mind. You know, like these people are just so brutally honest about what they want. They're like, yeah, no, I'm not wasting my time with you. That is the best. That is the best. How did I get on this topic? Something about age, being 30, I think. It's starting to hit me of all the shit that... I don't know. I wrote like going to the club at 30 because I was just thinking about that last night. Like me being in there just felt so fucking weird, you know? I feel like it would be acceptable if, like, your 18, 19... Yeah, like, your 18-year-old cousin is like, hey, dude, let's fucking... Bro, I've never been to the bar before. I want to go to the bar. And be like, I'm not going there. Okay. But somehow, I got drug in there, and I'll tell you why now. Listen. Okay? Dream big. Dream big. Write down a list of things that you want to accomplish on this planet. You know, fantasies, what you'd like to, I hate the whole manifest thing, but if you think about it long enough, it can possibly happen, okay? And that's what happened this weekend. Not only did we knock two shows out of the goddamn park, buckle up, okay? This is going to be a little cringy, and I don't know how to talk about it without being like one of those like douches, like, oh, I'm so fucking cool, dude. Fucking look at me. Look at me. Look at how fucking cool I am, bro. But get this. Get this. Oh, man. I had a foursome for the first time in my life. That's right. Just me, three other women. And I'm lost for words. Okay? I'm lost for words. I've talked about this a few times, you know, me and the old lady, we love a good threesome. I think that there's nothing to be embarrassed about talking about it, about your sexual experiences. I just hate it when cocky douchebags are just like, yeah, dude, I just like slay chicks, right? I just fucking, there's something cringy and douchey about that. And I don't know how to like talk about this and make it funny. So, you know, like I've had the swinger stories, but yeah, on the weekend, dude, had a foursome, brother. I had a foursome. How did it happen? I don't know. I don't fucking know. We talked to a chick prior. Yeah, this is what we do on my spare time. We talked to a chick prior, right? And we're like, hey, you're going to be in the city. Haven't seen you in a while. This is like an old fuck buddy from back in the day. And it's just like, hey, would you be down for, you know, a little threesome? Huh?
Would you?
Just asking. She's like, yeah, for sure. Fuck yeah. I'm in. I don't give a fuck. All right, cool. So she brought a friend out to the show on the weekend, and then we all ended up going out together, which ended up at the club. And then all of a sudden her friend's just like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna join you guys. I'm like, oh okay. And then it was just, dude, holy shit, my mind, like, trying to unpack that the next day was like, what the fuck just happened, you know? I want to sit here and be like, yeah, dude, you know, fucking, you know me, bro, just out here. I'm Dr. Ass Slayer. You know, they call me Dr. Fucking Love because I just throw around the hog like it's, you know, a piece of pig skin. You know, they call me QB of the Puss Slaying Committee. You know, I'm quarterbacking this bitch, but I can't come to terms of just sitting here and presenting this information to you and act like I'm king shit. Okay, I can't, because my mind was just like racing, like, holy Christ, what the fuck is happening here? You know, it's just a sea of pussy in front of my eyes, and I'm like, my mind is firing at a rapid rate. Like, these images are just like, tink, 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 tink. I'm just seeing this shit that you've watched in pornos all your life. Like, don't kid yourself, gentlemen. Don't kid yourself. Don't sit there, all right, and act like you haven't thought that scenario out in your head. I've played it out a million fucking times, all right? I've played it out a million times. You watch it and you're like, dude, how fucking sick would that be? I'm not going to lie, it's a lot more work than you would intend to fucking have. I should be grateful right now. I am forever grateful that I was able to scratch one thing that I never, ever thought in my lifetime I'd be able to scratch off my bucket list, okay? That was one of them. That's the holy goddamn grail. And we got it out of the way. I can peacefully die knowing that I'm knocking things off my list, right? And, dude, wow, holy shit. That's all I got to say. Like, there was just like things I've seen, you know, you watch the pornos and you think to yourself like, man, how does that happen? How do I make that happen? And, I don't know. I wish I had like a fucking piece by piece way of getting yourself in that scenario, because I want to see the boys flourish, you know, flourish. I think that's something totally different. Flourish. I want to see the fellas flourish, you know. I want to see you guys fucking out there killing it, knocking off doing some crazy shit or whatever it is that you intend to do. But this is just for me. This is my list. This was something that I've wanted to, like, you know, quite some time. You know, you think about it quite often. I don't even know. And I just thought to myself, this would be fucking sweet if it happened to me. I wouldn't hate that if it happened to me, you know? This is something that I would be more than happy to be a part of, but if the good Lord intends for me not to have that in my lifetime, I guess I just gotta accept that. And I am not by any means a religious man, but maybe there's a higher power out there that's just like, eh, no. No, not this guy. Not this asshole. But I'm just saying, okay? When you're looking at like three vaginas at the same time, not only is it slightly intimidating, all right? Because you're like, oh, I got to go to work on three of them. And half the time, I can't even make one come, all right? You're looking at that. These are the things that most young men would jump into that scenario and think to themselves, you know, I am going to tear this shit up. You got the testosterone. You got the mindset of a young man that you will do anything to get the job done, right? You will do anything to get the job done. Complete. Finito. That's a good young man right there. That's a great young man. It's a great attitude to have. But like I said, as you get older, reality starts settling in and you start to think about things a little differently. And when you're looking at three vaginas and the only thing that comes across your head is like, God damn, this is a lot of fucking work ahead of me, you know? And that's how naive I am. I completely disregarded the fact that there is, there's two other women. There's two other women. They can keep themselves satisfied and probably, help a brother out. That's what this is. This is a teamwork mission. But in the moment, that's what I thought. That's how naive and stupid my brain is. To be like, oh, I'm great. I'm odd man out. I'm center of the attention. You know? But I will say, we did the human centipede. We did the human centipede. Threw your boy on the caboose. Mama up front. And sandwiched the other two in the middle. I'll let your mind play that one out, all right? And that will forever be burnt inside my memory bank until I am an old man to know that I did that. I had that experience in my life. And my friend, if you are a sex junkie, if you are a sex fanatic, if that is what is on your mind all day, every day, if you can play out that scenario, I highly fucking recommend it, okay? In the heat of the moment, all right? There was like, holy shit, I just remember like thoughts of, holy fuck, I can't believe this is happening. This is out of control. This is incredible. But my God. I'm not saying like too much pussy would be intimidating, but I'm just saying like you got to go into it with the right attitude, you know? You got to have the right dude going in, dude. You need the right dude, dude. You got to limber up, I'll tell you that, and bring about two bottles of water because you're going to be sweating. Jerk off prior. These are tips, okay? This is what I learned. Jerk off prior. Get one out of the way. Then you're able to like, you know, control it a little better, you know? In the zone. We've all, you know, when you're doing something, whether it's sports or if you're a racer or, you know, you're racing quads, dirt bikes, and you get in the zone and nothing can like get in your way. Nothing can defeat you one bit. Your mind, that battle with the mind, that's what it boiled down to. It was just like, all right, buddy. Pat yourself on the back. It's time to go to war. You know, we got to treat this like it's an MMA fight. We got three rounds we got to get through. At least three rounds. All right? And we're going to do it. We're going to finish the fight. No matter how bad it goes or how good it goes, there's only black and white, right? There's no gray area. It's either all or fuck all. And we're going into this with the mindset of conquering Iraq. Okay, we're going to conquer Iraq. We're going to hold the 155-pound title. All right, we're going to be the fucking next roast battle champion. That was the mindset that I had to put into my skull going into this, gentlemen. You know, how do these things happen? How do these things happen to me? I don't know. But I will say this. I think honesty is key, okay? If you're going to talk to your woman about this type of shit, you got to be able to take it in return, okay? If I know sex is like a big thing, and I've noticed like, oh, this is like another point I wanted to make, and I'll talk about the swingers. I don't know if they were actually swingers or, but there was a table in the front row of the late show at the Good Times Comedy Club, the club in Lethbridge, but at the front table, somebody mentioned that they were swingers, and whether it was true or not, hey, good on them, and we'll touch on that, because I feel there's thoughts and feelings I have about that as well. But yeah, like for something like that to happen, listen, boys, girls, if you're interested, if you're into some freak shit, you have to be prepared to hear something in return, okay? And you got to think it through. Don't just be like, hey, honey, I would really like to have a threesome with, or I'd like to try this, or I'm really, really been watching, I don't know, fucking, what's something crazy that people, like I want to get whipped. I want to learn how to get whipped. You know, I want to be like not tortured, but I want, you know, when you see the people on the X board and they're like beating them with paddles and shit, I'm really into that. I want that to happen to me. And you're not quite, you're just embarrassed enough about it that you won't go to like a professional and have that happen. Plus, you don't want to go home with a bruise on your ass and trying to explain that to the old lady. So you're stuck in limbo, right? And these things are difficult to talk about sometimes, right? Your sexual fantasies are just, I don't know, you let them sit inside and they'll chew at you. You think about it over and over and over again, and you just need to release that demon and find out, and truly find out if that's what you're into. What I've noticed over the years is you just got to be open and honest about it. You can't hide nothing, even your past. Look, I was a notorious cheater, okay? I've said it. I'll be like, look, when I'm drinking, I don't know what goes through my head, and I completely disregard any problems that I could possibly cause by fucking a stranger, okay? That is a major issue while being in a relationship. It's a horrible issue, actually, because then the next day, you wake up beside something that you don't know their name, you don't even know what gender they are half the time, you know what I'm saying? But then you have the guilt and the shame and the booze blues being carried on your back. Your mind is like, oh, God, oh, fuck, I'm a piece of shit. I should kill myself. Oh, God almighty, why am I this way? Why do I do the things that I do? And it eats you alive, right? And you just need these things. You need these releases. So to bring these up, I think you just have to sit down. You have to talk about it. And if this person gets pissed off that you're being open and honest with them and you're telling them your sexual fantasies or something, a goal in mind, it doesn't need to be sex. Not everything's about sex. Old nymphomaniac over here. But I'm saying, if you can't bring this type of shit up to somebody and talk about it and have even a conversation about it, you know, if you can't even have a conversation about it, the reality of it ever happening might never be there. But now you know where they sit, what goes on inside your head. Because that's the thing, dudes. That's the thing. Here's the problem with us, okay? Not too many of us enjoy, you know, expressing what goes on inside our head. You know, you might get called a faggot for bringing that up, but that's like a big thing with dudes, right? Dudes will keep that shit bottled in. It doesn't, you know, you're like, you live your whole life not knowing, like, oh, that could have happened, or you know, I should have went to Aruba when I had the chance. You know, these little things, or the thoughts, dreams, goals, fuck, fantasies, whatever the fuck it is. If you want to quote unquote manifest it, you got to express it a little, you know. How's your partner ever going to know that you want to have a foursome if you've never ever fucking said it, right? And I brought it up. What's your biggest fan? I said a 3-on-1. I want a 3-on-1. That's it. I want a handicap match versus me. Okay. WWF 1998, Hell in a Cell, me, three females, middle of the ring, let's go, let's fucking do the guy, let's get the dance going in the squared circle. And it cultivated itself. It presented itself on a pussy platter, and it was like, here, enjoy this little treat in this thing we called life, and have that. Put that in your little fucking Johnson. I don't put this in your Johnson. Put your Johnson in these. And it's difficult to bring those types of things up because, I get it, fellas. You don't want to hurt the woman that you love, you know? That's love, okay? You're thinking about it and be like, oh, it's not even worth it. To us, that's love. Love is different. Male and female love is different. Love to us is like, what's the best way of putting this? Love to a dude is like when you walk home, you enjoy being almost annoyed, right? Because we've all been through a breakup, right? And that moment when you're sitting in your new place alone, or you're sleeping alone, or like there's a portion of your mind that says to itself, God, I wish she was snoring beside me because it annoyed the shit out of me and I actually fucking enjoy that. That's love. We need to be annoyed. We need you to annoy us because it's just, that's how things work, okay? We need the nagging and all that shit, but we also don't feel like putting it back on you, you know, by being like, meh, meh, meh. Most dudes, I'm saying most dudes, the dudes I hang out with, all of us are assholes, but we're like the type of assholes that just say snarky remarks into, you know, the things that like that you would say to us. Like, there's always backhanded comments when you ask us to do things. Like, can you take out the garbage? And you're like, Jesus Christ, can I fucking sit down for a second? I just got home. That shit, you'll miss that shit. You will. You say that now, but like, you will miss that shit. That's like love in a guy's head, a little. I think, anyways. But there's just things about, like, there's a way to do it, there's a way to present itself, and there's a, like, if you're ever going to bring these things up, you have to explain yourself a little. You know, at least have a reason. You know, you've thought about this and it's just like a sexual fantasy. And why is it a sexual fantasy? Like, for me, I'm going to use me as an example so that I'm the vulnerable one here. Like the foursome, okay? The foursome to me was just like, holy shit, this is fucking happening. You know, I haven't felt that type of, it's going to sound fucked up, that type of like excitement. Not saying that my life isn't exciting, but like that level of excitement where you're like, holy shit, for quite some time, you know? I'm not saying like there's nothing that happens in my life that isn't exciting. I'm not saying that one bit. I'm just saying to that magnitude. That is a big thing, right? That's a heavy load, pun intended. But I don't know. I just find it so weird that you can't just like express what's inside your head sometimes, because as a dude, it's just like, well, you're not supposed to have those thoughts. You're only supposed to love me. Listen, do you think the cavemen were just like walking around? Like, think of what we've like descended. Is that descending or ascending? I don't know. Depends on how you think about it, I guess. Like, our ancestors used to walk around dragging their knuckles and just like fucking anything that moved, right? That's what we came from, is like these primitive type beings that were waltzing around the planet, just killing shit, eating it, picking berries, fucking making more humans. That's what we came from, right? We over the years have like been like, no, you have to be with one person and one person only. And this is like turning really preachy. And I don't know if this is coming across funny, but I think it's fucked up, right? You as a guy, you got a dick downstairs, right? You want to use it. You're looking, you're walking in public and some girl just like wearing something that her titties are out and you look like fucking, it's like staring into the sun. You don't want to do it for too long, but you want to do it. You want to look. We glance. Of course we're going to glance. You put the hammers on display. We're going to take a look. And then you're thinking, then your mind goes a little crazy because we're like, oh yeah, titties. I love fucking titties. I like when titties bounce. I like titties. I like bare titties. I like big titties. I like little titties. And your noodles just going spinning. And this primitive type being. And then we started making up shit. We're like, well, you know, as a Catholic, you need to be with one person because of this fake god that we made up and he lives in the sky, and if you fuck the neighbor then you're gonna go to hell where the neighbor's gonna be, and she sucked your dick from behind and your wife won't even look at your cock anymore. This girl literally sucked your dick from behind. Your fucking chili ring was staring her dead in the eye and she was horny as hell and didn't give a fuck, and all you can think about is going home and fucking the neighbor. But you can't do that. You can't do that because that is adultery. And if you commit adultery, you're going to spend the rest of eternity in a burning pit of flame surrounded by other women who want to suck dick from the back. Tell me how that makes sense. Wait, so you're telling me I can go to heaven, and what's in heaven? Well, whatever you want. So what if I want my heaven to be hell with all these whores? Do I still have to be good? Well, kinda. What do you mean? So you mean like I gotta live my whole life, right? The whole time I'm on earth, I gotta sit there and dream about the whole neighbor scenario, you know? I gotta dream about it and I can't fuck the neighbor because I swore an oath to a made up fucking book someone sat there and wrote? Come on. And then on top of it, you're not supposed to express those feelings. Be like, yeah, I'd love to fuck the neighbor. Like, listen, I was thinking about this last night, like the swinger table. I get that now. I understand it completely, like why swingers exist, because you come to an age, we talked about it briefly, but I've like went into a deeper think about this, right? You come to an age where you're just kind of like, you know, that love that we talked about, that annoyance, you want the annoyance, that love, that type of love, you need that around you. You fucking enjoy being around that, because if you didn't come home to that, you'd feel lost, you'd feel lonely, you would. To come home to an empty house, you know, I'm not saying that dudes single in their 50s aren't happy, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like dudes that are married in their 50s and they kind of, you know, life just keeps progressing forward. We just keep chugging along. Like they have, I'm not saying that if you're single in your 50s that you're a deadbeat or a loser or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, dudes that are married and then they got that all, never mind. Let's get into I'm digging a deeper hole that I got to explain myself out of, and I wanted to get into the swingers thing, so let's get into the swingers thing and why I understand that. I feel like those guys at that age understand the whole swinging concept, and that, you know, just because the old lady wants to fuck Charles, and we got a group of people that all want to fuck one another, and we're going to go back to our lives of, like, you know, it's almost like a business contract, you know? You come home, you got a good thing going on. You and the old lady still laugh, smile, watch movies together. You do that couple shit, right? But it's played out. You've been fucking for 25 goddamn years. You've been married for fucking 25 goddamn years. You've been fucking the same hole. And finally, one of you are just like, it's getting old. I need some spice, you know? I'm eating bland chicken, and I ain't about to die eating bland fucking chicken, you know? Let's go out and fuck some new people. I get that. I totally understand that now. I wrapped my mind around it, and I get it. It's new, it's exhilarating, it's exciting, and then, like, you have the people looking through the glass house. You see this, and you're like, I can't believe that. It's always a wife, too, you know, like about the whole swinger thing. I can't believe they just go around having sex with fucking all their friends. And then you, as a dude, you know, you got to agree, because if you go, well, you know, I don't know, it seemed like it'd be a lot of fun. No, because that's a gamble. That's a dice roll. Okay. And the odds are not in your favor that she's going to agree with you most of the time, where you're just like, hey, yeah, you know, hey, fuck it, whatever. Who gives a shit? You're going to die. You're going to die. These people are having a blast. And yet, we got this old sideline Sally pointing at the players in the game being like, that doesn't look like it's fun. And meanwhile, you as a dude, think about this, all right? Say this gets presented to you, right? The whole swinger thing or whatever. And you start like, I was thinking about that after the show and I was like, oh, the whole swinger thing. And I get it. Every dude that's in a relationship right now, your girlfriend has a hot friend, right? Your girlfriend has a hot friend that you've thought about fucking, right? And say one day your wife was like, hey, we got fucking Brittany. Brittany's going to fuck us tonight. What do you think about that? Your mind would go fucking bananas. You'd be like, hell yeah, fuck dude. Oh, there's always that hot friend that she has. And then like, you're like, then this whole swinger thing gets brought up, right? This whole swinger thing being like, oh yeah, it'd be cool if we could fuck other people, right? It'd be cool if we could fuck other people. And, it's funny because, you know, in most circumstances, it's just like a drunken night. Like I've hung around enough swinger couples to understand like, how they opened the door. Cause that was always a question that I asked. It was always like, they got hammered a little bit, they got drunk and they started talking about, you know, this is like with four couples. They got hammered one night and they were like, you know, they had a deep conversation when they were both drunk and talking about their relationship, talking about the sex, talking about, you know, what's something crazy you would love to do? And it got brought up. You're like, hey, what about this? And then one, I'm not going to out them or nothing or tell at least too much about them. But one was like, yeah, I just thought it'd be hot. I just wanted fucking, you know, I wanted my wife's naked pictures on the internet, and there was a website back in the day where they would rate you, and then they just got like, they were like, oh, this is fucking awesome, like everybody's rating my wife, and she's fucking hot, blah, 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 and then it was like, yeah, well, what do you think about swinging? And then they're like talked about it and then they did it. And it was just like, holy shit. But I'm saying like the people that are on the outside looking in and being like, ah, rah, 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 rah. I don't know what that, that's the internet. That's a different language for bitching. You know, Charlie Brown's fucking teacher sitting there. I don't know why I did that. That's a stupid noise to make to like imitate somebody trying to berate somebody of their lifestyle choices. That's such a stupid fucking thing to do on my behalf. Well, oh, God, that's how smart I am. That's why you shouldn't listen to me. But yeah, I just think that if you're on the outside looking in and you're trying to fucking judge somebody, even though your world is not perfect, just shut the fuck up. Those people are having a blast. They're blasting cum all over the goddamn planet, fucking as many people as they possibly can. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck about what you get up to, okay? You're just a conversation piece at that point. You're a reason... you're a reason to almost like your free way of living, and you're not constrained by all these societal fucking norms that we've put in place because you go against them and you're like in an open relationship or, and I'm not saying it's for everybody. It's not for everybody. Okay. But I'm saying like the whole swinger thing makes sense because these people are living a lot more free sexually than everybody goddamn else. And it can be frustrating because some dudes are like, oh yeah, that'd be awesome. And then you're like, oh, I don't know if I could watch my old lady get fucked by another guy. You'll reach an age, trust me, just like these people, you'll reach an age where you're just like, oh, God, you know, do I care? Not really. Like sex, I don't know, yeah, fucking whatever. Go out, have fun, do it, get it out of your system, live your life. I don't give a fuck. Do you care if I go and, you know, you care if I spend a little money on some hookers? Do you care about that? And she's probably going to be like, no, I don't give a shit. You know, there's going to become a time where, you know, that shit just doesn't matter. And like, you look at those swingers and you're like, holy fuck, they're having a blast. They are fucking doing it in the big leagues. They're just fucking everything that moves. And they're all grinning, having a great time, laughing. As soon as I knew about it, of course I got to address it. I got to bring it up. Like, what's goes on? Like, fill me in. I've been to one, two, maybe three, four, five. I don't know. Swinger encounters, I guess. And they've been fucking awesome. They've been fucking awesome. Maybe we'll elaborate more on that whole topic. But I guess I'm going over time here. I'm giving a little extra. But yeah, I just think that those people, they aren't held back by anything. They don't give a shit what people think. I think that's like the ultimate freedom is what I'm essentially getting at, is they don't allow people's judgment to weigh upon them and they go out and do whatever the fuck they want. And I think that's great. I think that's phenomenal because so many people sit back and they're so worried about making the next step in their life because of the judgment of others. And swingers are a perfect example of them not giving a fuck, right? And that's my point I'm trying to make is that... There we go. So that's what that's the point I'm trying to make is like, don't live your life with restraints. Get out there, have some fun, express yourself to your old lady. You know, don't be such an uptight cunt about everything. You're a lot more fun when you have a fucking few drinks in you. And that's just like a few chains getting taken off and you're loosening up, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. Fucking quit being a bitch. Quit being a bitch. Don't let the judgment of others hold you back from being the person that you're meant to be, or whatever gay shit you can find on some Insta Thoughts picture that she posts of her two lips almost blasting through a bikini bottom. Anyways, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. No shows coming up. Please, fan questions, DM me at UncleHack69 on Instagram. And yeah, we'll definitely look into whatever you ask, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. C'est la vie.